Hi, this is Bill Wills.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
Thanks for checking out Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. We're around daily, 5 to 9. News, sports, traffic and weather on the 10s. Mike, a lot of going on, right?
Yeah, there always is. And we've got the latest in sports. Of course, what's going on with the Tribe, what may be happening with the Cavs and the Browns. And then, of course, we have the news and we get you around town with traffic on the 10s.
Be sure to follow us here on the podcast and get the episode each and every day. And join us if you can on Twitter. I'm Bill Wills at WTAM 1100.
And I'm at Snyder 1100.
Today's Wills and Snyder in Cleveland's Morning News.
Glad to have you with us.
Feels about 10 degrees colder at your severe weather station.
Early to rise, early to bed.
She sang this too, right?
Yes, yeah. Linda Lavin did.
In between, I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head.
Scott's Good Race producer extraordinaire alongside posting a face from the past, your childhood. If you ever watched Alice?
Yes.
Tommy McKeon's past. Right?
Yeah, Philip Tommy McKeon. Yes, he played Tommy, Linda Lavin's character, Alice's son. From 19, he ran it from 76 to 85. And as you know...
What was that cook's name?
Mel. Vic Tayback.
Mel.
Yes, Mel Sharples. And actually, Polly Holiday, who plays Flo, was not the original Flo. The original Flo in the movie was actress Laura Dern's mom. Gotta pull it
don't
off.
Don't be telling me something if you don't know it.
Oh, well, in the series, she came on and played Belle.
Would this hold the Martin Square Casey thing?
Yes, it was from the movie Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. But Tommy, who played it in there, Alfred Lutter, in the movie, he was in the pilot of Alice. And then they got rid of him after the pilot and they brought in Philip McKeon. And Alfred Lutter...
It's too early.
...is known as Ogilvy from Bad News Bears.
If I'm playing Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore trivia, I'll call you. You're on my speed dial.
Yes,
you're
but he died at the age of 55. Rest in peace there.
You got it next to the picture when he was a kid. Boy, he does look a lot of the same.
Yep, and his sister is Nancy McKeon from Facts of Life.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that. That's Nancy McKeon, Facts of Life. Yep, that's his sister.
Wills and Snyder Facebook, willsandsnyder.com. Check that out. 198 employees at a Maryland real estate firm are splitting a $10 million holiday bonus. This is not a lottery story. St. John Properties reached the company's goal of developing 20 million square feet of office, warehouse, and retail space in 8 states. So the head of the company announced at the holiday party, guess what? Everybody gets a $50,000 bonus. How about that for a holiday party? You're all together having fun. Boss gets up, you know, quiet, you know, we've had a really good year. I want to thank everybody for your hard work. By the way, we hit a bonus. Everybody here gets $50,000. Have a great night.
I love it.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, 50K? Hey,
50
look out.
That would be great. That'd be a nice glow
you're
to leave
the
that party.
You and your wife, you get your jacket, get ready. Oh, hold on. The boss is getting ready to talk. Yeah. Let's see what he has to say. You know, hey, great year.
You've had a great year.
By the way, everybody gets $50,000. Congratulations.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Every employee of the company got that.
Wow.
514 WTAM 1100.
Diane Ladd, that's who it is. That's the actress I was looking for, Diane Ladd, who she played the original Flo in the movie Alice is a Little Bit More. So there you go.
All right. We can move on then.
We can.
Okay. My articles of impeachment, what do they mean? Bill Zimfer will join me in some interesting polling numbers, according to political analyst Alex Castellanos, what the country thinks of President Trump right now. Those stories in 5 on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Good morning, Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. This is Bill Wills, Mike Snyder Sports at 15 and 45 past. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bill. Well, we thought Steven Strasburg's contract was a big one. Well, it is. $275 million. We were talking about $50,000 a person. Well, $275 million earlier this week. Well, that one now is the second big contract of baseball's offseason. The Yankees last night snagged the biggest free agent available, signing now former Houston pitcher Garrett Cole to a 9-year $324 million contract. Cole was the Cy Young runner-up last season, and really his addition makes the Yankees the favorite immediately to win the American League. Now, former Yankee shortstop Didi Gregorius has agreed to a deal with the Phillies. Now, the Indians looking around for an infielder. You know, Jason Kipnis is gone via free agency. Where are they going to play Jose Ramirez? Reportedly, the Indians are one of 4 teams interested in former Red second baseman Jose Peraza. He hit .239 last year and can play multiple positions in the infield. The Browns get back on the practice field today as they prepare for their trip to the desert on Sunday, where they will meet Arizona. It's been a bumpy year, we all know, for Baker Mayfield. So what does Freddie Kitchens see when it comes to his quarterback?
I think there's being quarterback in the NFL is just like, you know, you're always evolving. And I think he's made growth in the position, in handling things around him, and handling things internally from the standpoint of what gets you, what sets yourself up to get to the next level of advancement. And I think he's, he's forming a tremendous foundation right now.
Baker and the Browns travel to Arizona Sunday at 4:05 kickoff. We'll hear from Baker later today. It'll be interesting to hear what he says in his words regarding his comments about the training staff after the game Sunday. He did tweet out an apology after that, but we'll get to hear from him today. Former Browns tackle Joe Thomas, who started at the University of Wisconsin, is going into the College Football Hall of Fame, as is former John Carroll star London Fletcher. Had a great career in the NFL. He's now in the College Football Hall of Fame. Ohio State Clemson ticket. They're gone for the Fiesta Bowl. Yeah, that is the marquee matchup of all the bowls going into this year. Of course, one of the semifinal games to decide who will play for the national championship. Cavaliers back in action tonight, just home for one game. They look to snap a seven-game losing streak. They'll tip it off at 7 against Houston. It will not be easy getting it done against the Rockets, who feature the league's leading scorer, James Harden, who's averaging over 38 points a game. Home of the Indians and the Cavs, Mike Snyder, News Radio WT.
We've been waiting for a long time for Nancy Pelosi to announce USMCA. And she did it on the same day that they announced that they are going to impeach. You know why? It's a huge deal. And it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed by the impeachment.
I don't know about embarrassed, but let's get into it. Got a couple of articles officially. Bill Zimfer to walk us through this morning. They decided on two, Bill.
That's right. Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The two articles of impeachment unveiled by House leadership yesterday. They had been considering some others, including extortion, bribery, obstruction of justice. But after some vigorous debate, we're told, among the House leadership and other members of the House caucus, they decided to narrow it down to just two articles. The abuse of power, they say the president corruptly solicited election assistance from the government of Ukraine. And obstruction of Congress is alleging that he blocked, the president blocked witnesses and documents requested by the House, and they say his defiance of the investigation has been unprecedented.
We'll get to a House floor vote at some point on this.
Yeah, in the near future, because what happens now is the House Judiciary Committee will begin marking up these articles and debating the articles tonight. It'll be a long night for the House Judiciary Committee. That could be approved as early as late tonight and moved on to the full House of Representatives. The recommendation of the articles of impeachment, look for a vote in the full House coming up next week. But, Bill, even though we have been through this several times before in history, I think everybody agrees this one is going to be completely different. And part of it is, we heard the president at that rally last night call all this just ridiculous, pathetic, and flimsy.
All right, Bill Zimfer on it this morning. Bill, thanks much.
You're welcome, Bill.
Of course, impeachment, many will say, is also very political. Speaking of politics and polling, analyst Alex Castellanos coming across some interesting numbers right now when it comes to President Trump. Alex?
Something strange is happening out there in those numbers. Bill, we're seeing the Emerson survey and a Rasmussen survey. Two fairly respected polling organizations say Donald Trump's favorability among young black men has gone up. It's in the lower 30s. Wait a minute. Donald Trump got 8% of the black vote in 2016. If he could bump that even into the teens, it might be a 1% a bump for Donald Trump in the November election. So is it real? Is something happening out there? Something to keep an eye on.
I'll use the phrase trickle down. Could this be a trickle down from this economy that we're experiencing, Alex?
That's what a lot of people are thinking, that black teenage unemployment under Barack Obama was 48%. It's now down to 20% under Trump. We're seeing record low black unemployment overall under 6%. But Al Sharpton has made an interesting point, and that is that it may be cultural. Donald Trump is an outsider. He's the guy that a lot of the elite and the establishment treat with condescension. you're not us. And that's the way a lot of the black community feels, the way they've been treated by the establishment in this country. So maybe he has something in common with that, or perhaps it's just the Kanye effect. When Kanye put on the MAGA hat, maybe that's what's moving young black men.
Hey, I want to ask you, on the other side, Democrats, look, I'm not sure who their nominee is going to be, and I just bring this up because there's a Harvard-Harris poll I saw this morning. Hillary Clinton, 21%, followed by Biden, then the rest of them. There's a lot of people that still want her to get in this thing.
Boy, I'm contributing. I'm ready to send her a check here. You think we can get her back? I think certainly she'd love to. You know, she still hasn't come to terms with the fact that she lost that election, and she'd like to set it right for us. But the fact is that the field is too crowded. It's too late. I think all Hillary Clinton would like to do is, if a Democrat loses, she'd like to be in the seat to say, I told you so. You should have run me again. And that way she rehabs the Clinton franchise, and we can all get Chelsea for president in a few years.
I'll get you out of here on this. Impeachment. If anything, there's a narrative. If Trump were to win again, there's still noise around the election, right?
There's still noise around the election, and it would be this. In swing states, independent support for impeachment has dropped from 60% in October when all this started to 40% now, 20 points. Democrats have hurt themselves in swing states with this political process, and they may have helped Donald Trump win re-election.
Political analyst Alex Castellanos. Thanks, Alex.
Good to be with you.
Time check. Elton John, William Shatner, and Cosby all trending on the entertainment front this morning. Here is Jason Nathanson.
Appeal denied for Bill Cosby, the disgraced comedian trying to overturn a sex assault conviction, arguing that the judge in his case abused his discretion by allowing five women whose accusations weren't a part of the criminal charges to testify. In denying the appeal, the Superior Court said the testimony was okay because it showed a pattern of behavior. Cosby's lawyers called the decision appalling and signaled they'd appeal again. William Shatner reportedly splitting with his wife of 18 years, Elizabeth. The two were married in 2001. They didn't have any children together. She was Shatner's fourth wife. One top 10 list of concert ticket sales in 2019 looks like a list from the 70s. Ticket reseller StubHub says Elton John was its top draw this year, followed by the Rolling Stones, then Queen. Billy Joel in fourth, then in fifth, you'll find an artist from this decade, Ariana Grande. Happy birthday, Haley Steinfeld. The actress and singer is 23 today. Jason Nathanson.
Weeks till Christmas.
Said the night wind to the little lad.
Okay, now that you're back on the road,
do you
it drove off the road. 2 weeks, I don't have time. All right, take a deep breath. Let's not forget why we do all this. Alive by God's grace and living for his glory. Valley View Village Church every year puts together something really special for us to experience what this season is all about. Pastor Sean Vito, kind enough to join me on the hotline this morning for a couple minutes. Sean, good morning. I appreciate your time, first of all.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much.
We traditionally have talked about this. I know the first year I got a call, I'm like, okay. And then, my goodness, has it been a success really in spreading what the message is. So let's talk about what happens, when it happens, and where it happens.
Bill, this is a great experience for everyone to experience the first Christmas story with your family and friends. It has been so popular. We've had so many people coming that literally we this year opened up more space and changed up some things so more people can enjoy this experience of the first Christmas story and be immersed in the historic fulfillment that God would send his son to be born as our king. It's a walk-through adventure. It takes about a half-hour journey, and we meet and hear the prophet Isaiah foretell the king who would be called the Prince of Peace and that he would be born here to us. And you come face-to-face with all the characters of the time, Caesar Augustus, King Herod, the Magi, the Romans, who were in control of the land. You get to experience the village of Bethlehem and barter for goods and even taste some pita bread. But the best part of it all is that the shepherds will guide you to the baby King Jesus and tell you how the angels announced to them his coming birth. So we work every year to enrich this experience, and it is just a fascinating thing to see how it's used every year to help us remember the real purpose of the season is that a Savior has been born to us.
And you're doing this over two nights. I mean, this has grown so much in popularity. So I encourage you, plan on doing this Friday or Saturday. Now, for people hearing about this for the first time or reminding them, where are we going? Where are we parking? What are we doing?
So we are located down in the Cuyahoga Valley National Park on Tinkers Creek Road and Canal is the closest intersection. ValleyViewVillageChurch.com gives you more information. We have a parking lot that you will first park there, and then you'll be transported by bus to the event at our church just a half mile down the street. It's handicap and stroller accessible, and it's only two nights, Friday and Saturday. Every year we have people call a couple nights later, are you still doing it? And we only do it for two nights each year.
Sean, where do I buy a ticket, by the way?
This is totally free. There is no cost to it whatsoever. And what we want you to do, think about this. Fill your car. If you fill your car, you get into the primary lot. We are looking for cars that are full with people that you say, I want them to hear this story. So bring your grandkids, bring your neighbors, bring your friends from work. And you'll be able to park in our primary lot with a full car. And it's a great experience together.
Friday, Saturday evenings, 5:30 to 8:30. It's this weekend, this Friday and Saturday. I suggest, please, look into this. ValleyViewVillageChurch.com. Everything is up there for you to know as far as exactly where to go and more information. But the main thing is just experience what this is all about. Right, Sean?
That's right. And our prayer is that you would experience this Christmas to be a time you encounter the Prince of Peace, regardless of the trials and turmoils we are currently facing. May this season of your life be a truly time of celebrating Jesus has been born.
Well said, brother. Thank you so much for your time and everybody that works on this every year. Good to talk to you. Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Do you know what I know?
Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership. Ben, I got a list. You're going to work here for me for a few minutes, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. What's it pay?
welcome to my world. All right, headlines, though, things that I see that you and I have been talking about, and Joe's kind enough to come in every month or so, and we talk about our town, region, and all. Opportunity Corridor, big project. I see headlines about the police headquarters, nothing official yet. I hear a lot of talk back and forth. What's your take on that?
Yeah, we've been involved in the project since the beginning, and it's a key project for the city. Rarely does a community that's built out like ours get a chance to design 300 to 400 acres. And that's what we have a chance to do with a great new boulevard and the public transportation throughout the boulevard. So it's a great thing. The city's still got some work to do, but the idea of putting a police headquarters there and bringing 700-800 people there, and also improving the safety of the region can be a good thing if it's done right. It's got to be a beautiful building. It's got to sit with that center. It's got to attract other people. But the fact that it can make the center a lot safer and that whole area a lot safer could be a good thing.
And, you know, and I think it makes a statement, too, when it comes to investment, and we talk about security and police. Seriously, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't... we had a police headquarters downtown for 40 years, and that made no sense. We have a jail downtown, which makes no sense. That's key property in a downtown area and should be used in a better way.
Well, Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership, I got five topics at least to get through. The things that I've seen that I kind of keep track of. The Port of Cleveland and the business side, I see a ship. I know it means something to me as far as living here. That whole lake means something as
Absolutely.
Well. Interesting article in Cranes in the last couple of weeks. You talked in the article about trying to coordinate, and we really don't do anything now, but throwing out the idea. Counties along the lakeshore, is there a way for us all to work together?
Yeah, and we have to. It is the greatest asset that the state of Ohio has. The governor's investing in it in big ways. We have a NASA center in two different locations along the lake. It's a tremendous opportunity, and we argue a lot, and we try to figure out what's the right regional play up here, and we can keep debating that, but there's no doubt that the counties along the lake, from Ashtabula to Sandusky and beyond, coming together along with Cleveland is the right way to make sure we take not only the economic opportunities along the lake, but also work together to protect the lake. And we have to do that together. And Ohio just doesn't have a convenient way for counties, all 88 of us, to do that. And we need to go down that path.
And counties' needs are different, and you make a great point about the lake. I grew up in Highland County in southern Ohio. The lake doesn't connect with them.
No, it doesn't.
But along here, it's important.
Boy, it's key. It's the biggest distinguisher we have.
All right, you mentioned NASA. Big news, and I don't want to overlook this as well in the last month or so. You and I talk about funding all the time. Big step, though, when it comes to this communications facility, I guess, right?
Oh, $34 million investment. You know, a week ago, we all got to see the pictures of the Orion spacecraft coming to Plum Brook. Again, Plum Brook's in Sandusky, part of NASA Glenn in Cleveland. This is a huge asset that we just don't talk enough about, and it's growing, and we should thank our we pick on Congress a lot.
Yep.
In this case, the delegation in Ohio worked together to make that happen.
They've done good. All of them. R's and the D's.
All of them worked together. Yeah. To get that investment at NASA Glenn.
Good stuff. Okay, now West Side Market. Let's get back to Cleveland. In the news a bit, longtime tenant there pulls out, Facebook chat, that sort of thing. I said on the air, every time I go, I guilt myself because I don't go more often.
Right.
We don't want it to turn into just a tourist thing.
No.
It's got to be workable, though, right?
No, it's got to be a tradition, as it has been for those of us who live here, and then an attraction, one of those rock and roll Hall of Fame kinds of things that when people are in town, it's on their bucket list,
exactly,
or whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
And it does need to change. It needs to change its business model. The city is looking at that. But we really have to double down there, because if you walk through it today, you can't but acknowledge that it's not the same as it was 10 to 20 years ago. And it's still there. It's still, we still eat. You know, just down the street, a new butcher shop,
that's
Ohio
right.
City Provisions
right.
opened up, just seven
right.
blocks down. So the interest level and the demand is still there. We just have to change the model somewhat.
And I think that's a great area as
Beautiful.
Far as development.
I don't
right?
know. I walk through it every time I go to Great Lakes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. All right. A couple other things. Let's get to the plastic bag ban. Now, following the story back and forth, county, city, municipalities, you've talked about this a lot.
Yes, obviously, and it's playing out right in front of our eyes as we thought it might.
Yeah.
This was a rushed piece of legislation to make a point. Clearly, the quality of our lake, the quality of our environment is at the top of our list, top of our chamber, Greater Cleveland Partnerships list. But simply banning bags without a more comprehensive approach. Paper bags are just as bad, if not worse. It doesn't incentivize people to do the right thing. And you're seeing now Cleveland and other suburbs opting out. That will be the most patchwork kind of policy we could have in this county. We should go back and do it right.
Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership, for a couple more minutes. Block Land Solutions Conference. Bernie Marino was on with me Monday, and I, you know, this is the second year for it. And as I said to him, I said, you know, last year I remember talking to you, you know, it's great and the excitement getting everybody together. But what did we do the second year? I guess it's good. We just had another conference.
Yeah,
number one,
absolutely.
Right?
The momentum is there, and it's shifting. The dynamic yesterday was and this week was a little bit more oriented towards things like cybersecurity than just blockchain technology.
Yeah.
Because people still have a hard time even understanding blockchains, but they can understand protecting their privacy, which is what and the idea of doing a city block real estate project downtown is still in the mix.
I'll tell you what, it's just overall downtown. We talk about these projects. It is amazing. And if you work downtown every day, you're driving in and you're just, it's traffic or you're backed up. But look around as to what's going on. It's really incredible.
I think I told you once when I started in my job 35 years ago and we would have people come in from out of town.
Yeah.
I remember giving tours where the first day I would take them to a project and the third day I'd take them back there because I didn't have any other place to take them.
Hoping they wouldn't notice.
I'd go in a different way, but I specifically remember showing projects twice.
Crane,
today
right?
you can't get
right.
to them all,
right.
and it's a great thing.
It's good stuff. Yeah, good stuff there. Okay, speaking of which, let's look down the road. The forward CLE strategic plan.
Going well. Innovation projects are probably, our strategy there is probably going to conclude sometime late first quarter of 2020. And obviously, it's all about making sure this community can better take advantage of its assets to innovate. And that also means making sure that the talent in our community is up to that task as well.
All right, two other quick things. One, the Cuyahoga County Council voting 9-2, putting the proposed tax increase on the March ballot for Health and Human Services.
Yes, important levy. But we are important services that our community needs. But unfortunately, as you and I have talked, we are in a pattern in this town where every time the term of a levy expires, we raise it some more without necessarily raising it in a way that we understand how it can change the dynamics. So what we're asking the county to do before we take a formal position on the levy is to work with us on what are the metrics for these investments? How are we going to know in 3 or 4 years that it made a difference? What's the opioid settlement like, and how's that going to help? And additionally, as we've talked, what if we get together finally and look at some structural reform, and the county could take a leadership position?
I read a great blog piece, and I apologize I didn't print it, about what are the metrics of judging government?
Yes.
Just talking about whether it's a school district or your local municipality, what are we getting back?
And there's very few of them. And there needs to be more, because it really is a competitive position out there for all of us, as we've talked.
Yeah.
Our tax dollars here are higher than most of our peers.
Yeah.
That's okay if we're getting more back from
right,
it.
Right.
But we have to have ways to measure that, and right now they don't exist. That's what we're working with them on.
You say, yes, Greater Cleveland Partnership involves so many people in this area and region. COSI, a big part of that as well, Council of Small Enterprises. Just a shout-out, then. They got the Music Box Supper Club Ugly Christmas Sweater Party.
Yes,
tonight.
They have a big party tonight. If you're a member of COSI or you want to be, come down and visit us.
Enjoy. All right, Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too, Bill.
Safe travels.
Good to see you.
You're
as
heading
always.
To Columbus. This is a busy guy. He is out there all the time for us, and always enjoy our visits, learning something about town region. Joe Roman, thanks, pal.
Thank you.
All right, 7:29. All the morning news, traffic and weather. Ricky Stanzi with us every Wednesday morning at this time, talking Baker and the Browns, and really enjoyed hanging with him some yesterday. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Hi, Ricky.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, pal. Really enjoyed. You were in studio with us yesterday. It was fun. Nice stuff.
Yeah, that was a blast.
Enjoyed it. Okay, getting ready for Arizona and this team. Technically, you know, still obviously a shot at least 500, which is important, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think if you've got things to play for this late in the season, you use those as the goals when you go into that week and you make those talking points. And especially with this team, with all the noise that's been happening, if they can focus on something positive on the field, they should definitely be doing that.
Ricky, you know, when you talk about the noise as a player, when there's stuff going on, it all does get around, doesn't it? No matter, I think we were talking with you yesterday with social media, it's out there, and the expectations for this team were huge. And no matter what how they tried to dismiss them, there was no way of getting around it, was there?
No, I mean, I remember back when I was playing college ball, we didn't have social media like it is now. And you still felt the noise in Iowa City, a little city, let alone a big-time production that is the NFL and the Cleveland Browns fans and media that are so deeply invested in it. So I know it's a talking point that you'll hear from coaches and players where they're trying not to listen to the noise, but I know those guys are going to run to their lockers and everybody's looking on social media. Everybody's active on social media. So it's a case of learning to deal with the noise. I think it's a better way to put it. If you can handle the noise – and just it is what it is and work through it and stay tight as a group, that's when you get the best chance to thrive as not only a unit, but as a team and then as an organization.
Ricky, it's kind of interesting, the matchup this week. Baker Mayfield, the number one pick out of Oklahoma with the Browns. Kyler Murray, number one overall pick out of Oklahoma with the Cardinals. Do the quarterbacks really eyeball the other quarterbacks, or is it just are they just thinking about the opposing defense?
You know, I think it's one of those things where the media will make it a talking point, and it is what it is. That the perception is reality. So you sort of see these duels, right? The quarterback duels, and people look into them. I think a quarterback definitely wants to, you know, outshow the other quarterback. I don't see why Baker wouldn't want to, being a competitive guy. And you know, at the end of the day, if he plays better than Kyler, usually that means a victory for the Browns. So I'm sure that it may be in the back of his mind, but they, you know, when it gets down to it, the QBS and more about what the other defense is doing than worrying about what their opposing quarterback's up to.
Ricky Stanzi, Best Browns Coverage. Talk to Dave Woolabaugh this time tomorrow morning. Ricky, thanks much.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Apologize. We have all this new technology and none of it ever works, but it is what it is. By the way,
what are you going to do?
I just do what I'm told.
Yeah.
We just keep rolling along. Okay, 7:56. Hey, I was looking yesterday, the Belichick story.
Yes.
We had Dave Skozen on yesterday.
Yes.
Who was up in the media box
right.
And kind of noticed the Bengals people.
Right.
They were taping. And,
right.
And the Bengals, probably, I don't know if it's Dave Lapham or who from the Bengals radio, were like, wait, what are you guys doing? And, look, New England, they got the rings. You always suspect something.
You always do.
The NFL has caught them a couple times. But I don't know what it is about this time. I kind of believe Belichick. After seeing some interviews, I just, maybe he didn't know this time.
Well, evidently, this is our production people on the TV show that were there. And I have absolutely nothing to do. We have absolutely nothing to do with anything that they produce, direct, or shoot, or anything. I've never even seen any of their tapes or anything. Watch tapes.
Now, Robert Kraft was confronted by the media at the owners' meetings yesterday.
Yes.
And he says, you know all you need to know. So he made it a little quick. You had all the information you need to know.
Everybody's moving on.
I just don't understand. They got credentialed by the Browns. Yeah. They were allowed to be in the press box.
Right.
But why didn't somebody say to the Bengals, hey, you know, we play next week.
Right.
We're doing this, you know.
Right. Just, well, you know, it was a video.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I should understand.
I don't know. Maybe now I don't.
You never. Well, you know,
it is New England.
He doesn't. Yeah. You know,
seen any of their tapes or anything else. So like this is something that we 100% zero involvement with.
No
this
idea
is something that you'd have to talk to the
down the hall
production people
idiots,
about or what they were doing.
WTAM, once you have a shot at $1 million holiday, text the nationwide keyword to 200-200 and after the even hour, top of the hour news here at 8 o'clock, and then watch for a call back from the 513. Be sure to answer your shot at a million.
Again, from a football standpoint, we absolutely know what the rules are, and we are 100% in compliance to the best of my knowledge of every single rule.
Time for a morning Cavaliers update brought to you by Metro Lexus and Huntington Bank, the mayor of Warrensville Heights, and our complete Cavaliers coverage. The legend himself, Brad Sellers, is with us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm okay. Before we get to this camp story, there was an interesting story. I want to bring up your day job, the Cranes Cleveland business. And congratulations, one-year anniversary back in September, Amazon. And you know, this was a big deal to get this. And they have donated back to the Warrensville Heights schools. And this has been an amazing thing, hasn't it?
It has. We've developed a nice partnership with Amazon. And not only has it become an economic boom to the communities, that's around here, Warrensville, North Randall, Highland. It has allowed itself to be really ingrained within the community. So it's always at the table when we're trying to do things. And they understand the mission of giving people an economic opportunity to have good jobs out here and making sure that the community stays whole.
Does that help you with trickle down in that showing other businesses as far as what can happen and what maybe other companies that Amazon needs in that area?
Oh, it absolutely does. It shows you that there are opportunities. If you can look past the landscape that you normally see and see where the real opportunities are, that it encourages them that there are real systemic things that can be changed here if you can put some real muscle behind it.
Well said.
Well, Brad, we look at the Cavs. I think we all knew that this was going to be a year where there would be some deep valleys, and they're in one now. They've lost 7 in a row, 13 out of 14. I think after the game the other night you were talking about, Mike, you said to me, we've got to look at victories within games because it is a tough time for this team. What do you mean by that?
Well, you got young players, and now I was 13 out of 14 losses. I mean, I don't think there's any miracle that's going to turn around in one session. So what you have to do is look for a chance to get victories. I look at it quarter by quarter, Mike. You know, can I win this quarter and get to the next? Right, because that's where we are. I mean, we're so young, and the losses we're taking, 20, 30-point losses, you've got to break that because you'll break somebody's spirit real easy. And so that's where we are. So if we can get win a couple times, and we did the other night, show some signs of life, we got to just get that together for a 48-minute period.
It's a tough thing to balance for Coach Beilein, Brad. As you say, you've got some real young players. Kevin Porter Jr. won't turn 20 till May. Garland Darius, I think, turns 20 in January. Kylan Sexton will be 21 next in the the coming months. And then you've got veterans like Tristan and Kevin Love. It's tough to try to work that, isn't it?
It's a tough mix. I mean, especially if you're used to winning, right? These guys, the young guys, really, you know, they would still be developing in college in my era, right? You'd be a freshman, sophomore in college, and still with a couple years under your belt to get developed. So by the time you got to the league, you had a better product. But it's different today. So you have to have a healthy mix because you can get a veteran guy like Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, who can get frustrated because they're not used to taking losses like this, right? And so you've got to be able to make sure they stay encouraged so they can encourage the young players so they can get better. This is going to be a rough period. I mean, as you're watching young people grow, it's always rough, right? And Cleveland's no different than any other team that had to rebuild itself.
Rockets tonight, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse at San Antonio tomorrow night. Heading to the game, have us on. Cleveland Auto Stores Cavs now presented by Wayside Furniture. Complete Cavaliers coverage on your way to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on News Radio WTAM 1100, home of the Cavaliers. Mayor Brad Sellers, good stuff, pal. Thanks for sharing. Have a great day, okay?
All right. right, gents. Take
care. Their office may have one of the best views of downtown, first of all, if you ever get invited. Skylight Financial, right over across from the West Side Market. And met with them a couple of years ago, and they, the first year they did this, I think they were blown away at the response, and it's really grown over the years. And with your help, it'll be a big event again this evening. They've been doing this for a while, the last week or two, but tonight's a big networking event. I want to remind you about Toy Drive networking event this evening, 5 to 7. 5 to 7. Just stop by, show up, food, beverage. Members of the Cleveland Police Foundation will be there to talk about the impact of this toy drive over the years. I hear Santa Claus might be there as well. Just bring an unwrapped toy if you can, or a $20 donation. You make that check out to the Skylight Foundation. Captain Keith Selzer with the Cleveland Police Foundation on why this has been such an important thing over the years.
Skylight Foundation has been incredible in the last 5 years. You know, we started out with just a simple toy drive. We got about 300 toys out of, to now we're up to over 3,000 toys every year. And this gives us a lot of breathing room, helping as many people as we can. We get the presents out to kids during our Christmas parties, and then also officers are able to put the toys in the cars to hand out to kids just randomly in the streets, or based on, you know, whether they encounter them during a crime or not. You know, sometimes the kids are victims of crimes, and for the officers to have these toys with them kind of breaks the ice and maybe gets the kids' minds off what's going on.
Well, so this all done through the Cleveland Police Foundation, and being able to touch a child, a young person, in a positive way, and just greeting them in some other way to try and get their mind off what they're going through at the time really helps an officer.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what we need to do more of in across the country is policemen need to build better relationships with children, and as they grow up, then the relationship is improved. So this is just one of the tools that we have that we can help build that better relationship and create, a better Cleveland through doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, 'tis the season. Skylight Foundation's fifth annual holiday toy drive event, and the event for the networking event tonight at 2012 West 25th Street at Skylight. And, you know, Captain, there's so many people that take part in this, and it's really a tremendous event that's grown, right?
We want to thank, you know, Rebel, Town Hall, Platform Beer. Bobby George from Town Hall has been awesome in sponsoring, and he's, you know, doing the food for us. But these guys at Skylight, they need to be thanked. You know, Jeff, Jonathan, Michelle, Maggie, all of them that have helped do this over the years. And not only are we helping police, but we're also helping a Special Wish Foundation. We're helping the Leukemia Society. So they're actually adopting families from each of these organizations, and they're going to buy Christmas presents for the whole family. So, you know, these guys need all the credit. They are absolutely the most giving people I've met, and I love seeing that this has, increased and now is avalanche into such a big event.
Captain, well said, from one of the humble best that we have, of course, serving us in our community, Captain Keith Selzer. I appreciate it. Sir, thank you much.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you guys putting this on.
Skylight Financial Group there at 2012 West 25th Street, right there, almost across from the West Side Market. Anyway, shout out to Jonathan Goldston and everybody at Skylight. And if you can, just stop by. The toy drive tonight, networking event after 5 till about 7 or so, bring an unwrapped toy or a $20 donation. And help out. As you can hear from Captain Selzer, it really makes a difference with our Cleveland Police through the Cleveland Police Foundation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. News Radio WTAM 1100, this is Bill Wills. Hey, Live Nation has something huge planned for today, and it's so big, I know you're busy, but I want to make sure you know about this morning. Our guy is Barry Gable, of course, at Live Nation, keeps us informed on concerts and events, and with me on the hotline this morning. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Good, buddy, and even better when I see what you have and Live Nation have offered for us. Starting today, there's an opportunity, and you talk about one heck of an opportunity. If you enjoy concerts, tell me about the 2020 season Lawn Pass.
Well, we started this last year, and it was an incredibly exciting opportunity for people to buy a Lawn Pass out at Blossom Music Center that gave them access to every show out at Blossom Music Center, except, of course, the Cleveland Orchestra shows. But it's just the Live Nation, summer concert season that we produce concerts out there. So we're bringing it back again this year. And for $199 plus fees, you can purchase this lawn pass. You get your own laminate and you get your names on it. It's not transferable. So for $199, you can see every show that we bring out to Blossom Music Center this summer, like I said, not including the Cleveland Orchestra. So you can make your plans. You know, if we have like maybe 20 shows, 25 shows, you know, you do the math, that's less than $10 a show to see, you know, all the shows. And we currently have the Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary. We've got the Black Crowes. We've got Journey with the Pretenders. Earlier this week, we announced Maroon 5 with Megan Trainor going on sale this week on Friday. Alanis Morissette with Garbage and Liz Phair. And, of course, we're going to have all of our country shows. So, incredible bargain, that's for sure.
I hate to use the word cheap. I'll say this. This is the most least expensive season ticket you can have for any event in Cleveland next year, you know?
Yeah, I know, and it's for. I looked at my company and said, "Are you sure you want to do this?"
Right.
But they actually said, "You know, this is a really for the fan who loves going out to Blossom, who can, know that." Yeah, everybody knows you may not be going to all 20 shows.
Right.
But like I said, if you go to, you know, 10, 11 shows during the course of the summer, you've already made a great savings on your concert season and the shows you want to see. So when you buy this, it starts at 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
And you can go online. It's the only place you can buy it is online at lawnpass.livenation.com, or you can just go to livenation.com and I'm sure it'll be listed there. But the direct link is lawnpass, lawnpass.livenation.com. And it'll really easy. It'll say what state you want to buy your tickets for. And, it's a great holiday gift, but you have to have the person's name that wants to go to the concerts on the pass. And so you get a stylized, personalized pass with a Live Nation laminate, and it really is a great holiday gift.
And we're talking about today, 1 o'clock. We're talking about Blossom, but while I'm thinking of it, and look, we got people that are listening who have friends, family around the country. I'm looking through the list of opportunities. Like, if you've got a son or daughter in Charlotte and they love shows, take a look and click PNC Music Pavilion is there. There are different venues where you could also do this for someone in a different city too, right?
That's a great point, Bill. We have 29 Live Nation concert venues around the country located, like you said, in North Carolina, in California, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, New Jersey, all over. And if you go to the lawnpass.com, lawnpass.livenation.com,
right,
you'll be able to see all of those venues. And you hit it right on the head. It's a great holiday gift for your maybe your nieces,
yep,
nephews,
yep,
your brothers and sisters that are totally music fans.
Fantastic. Now, again, 1 o'clock today is when this starts. The opportunity for $199, plus you got some other fees, but still the $199 is what you got to keep in mind. What a great low price for a lawn ticket here at Blossom or these other Live Nation events, venues, if you will.
And it's a limited number of tickets,
okay,
that we're going to have available. So this
All right.
is not, while the shows are unlimited,
right,
every show, even the sold-out shows, this is going to end when our allotment's up or by the end of December. We're not going to continue this all summer long.
Gotcha. 1 o'clock, get on it today. Hey, let me get you out of here on this real quick. So many people excited. TSO, you've already seen them a couple times, I'm sure, at different locations. What a great tradition, again, in Cleveland for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra right after Christmas, right?
It's a fabulous show. You know, they've gone back to their original show that they haven't done in more than 8 years called Christmas Eve and Other Stories. And it's the initial concert rock opera that Paul O'Neill brought to the TSO fans and America back in 1999, adding the technology that is now available for concert goers, including pyro and lights. And it's a wonderful story about faith, hope, and redemption. Tickets are still available.
Mm-hmm.
For the show. 27th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Excellent. It is a great tradition, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Barry Gable at Live Nation. Now, 1 o'clock is when you can buy this 2020 season lawn pass. And Barry is so kind. We've put up a couple of passes you can register to win. And the contest is up on the website right now, WTAM.com, contest page. Register.
win a pair of Live Nation 2020 season long passes for Blossom. That's a great prize. And again, 1 o'clock, you can buy them. Good stuff. Thanks, Barry. Barry Gamble, Live Nation. All right, Geraldo in Cleveland is up next. Trevisano after 3. Tomorrow morning, special morning, as we thank you for helping us out with Coats for Kids this year. This is Bill Wills. Thanks for being there. Have a great day. Mike Snyder tonight with the Cavaliers.